This is John Batchelor speaking to my good colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired, with CBS News, about Venezuela, not the day of or day after a military intervention by the U.S., but 50 days, 50 weeks after. What about the narco-terrorism gangs that obey no one, that belong to no nation, and that are capable of striking from sanctuaries such as Colombia or Ecuador or Brazil or offshore? Their livelihood is threatened by the U.S. supervising a return to stability in Venezuela. And an IED can be used in a jungle just as it was used in a semi-desert of Iraq. Here's Jeff to comment on the possibility that the U.S. Day 50 week is in another counterinsurgency warfare and losing people. Much more of this later tonight.
It'd be a difficult proposition to say the least. Obviously, the sort of counterinsurgency, which is not terribly dissimilar, but you're right about rules of engagement. We fought in both Iraq and Afghanistan, but you lose that edge pretty quickly, frankly, as units move over to training on large-scale conventional warfare, which they have. Officers and senior NCOs move on to new jobs and retire. So now, even though we're only a few years from Afghanistan and Iraq, yes, we have lost a certain degree of the experience that we had in that, and have been trying to learn very quickly how to deal with a battlefield that looks more like Ukraine than the one that you just did describe very clearly.